have a little bit of time to cover this gigantic topic, and the little time which is presented is going to be limited. But let's just maybe just do a brief synopsis of the Gemara, and let's go from there. So the Gemara talks about this idea that he's taking this medication for this illness, and there's a side effect that it causes the act of becoming an auger. It becomes an auger, but the more it sees it, clearly the more sees it as a mamela as opposed to be a dime. The more it sees it as a grumo type of situation, taking medication, the more it seems as a, not, it's called mamela, Rashi calls it. And the more it seems to grapple with, is there is an isosirus that we know, it's a pusik. Does the isosirus apply when it's happening mamela? The more it attempts to bring a right that sirus mamela is mutter, the more sirus mamela is not mutter, sirus mamela is ulcer. So the more it says, okay, Masaris is also also. The more at the end, in Kufiyat Aleph Amad Aleph, which is, so the more, says, okay, that's Zoket. Zoket is an Amarla different, there's no Isser of Sirus by that person. So it sort of grapples with, so exactly how does the Zoket solve the problem? If you tell me that the Masuris also can't be Marlid, and still the Mai said that's also. So why is this fellow any better? Tosis is not very clear. The Zignalav Sirus. So this is Dafka Masaris after Masaris. But this is not Sirus at all, so it's better. I mean, I think it should be worse. So he's like, he has nothing in him. No, he has no problem at all. So the Rashba says, it's a page or whatever over there, the Rashba says, I don't understand why is Kashli my Goros Zokim Isaris. It's exerce a custom. Because the in logic, the Isser doesn't seem to make sense. He's Masuris already. The Isser is being Masaris, going from a state of non serious to serious, we understand. Teretz's exerce a custom. The exerce a custom was said specifically in an oifen of Masaris after Masaris. Like the more it brings a drasha. And the understanding of the drasha, that he almost says time at a crawl, is the Torah answered the fact that this person is an exception, but the Torah answered this maisa. The Torah says maisa, even though this, even the person was an exception. But if you have the whole populace out there called Zikanim, which that's not the populace that we're referring to. That's what the Rashba suggests that should apply. The more says the main thing, the more comes it says that it doesn't apply to Zikna. Mercy does apply to Zikna because Zikna is right in the middle. Mercy is Be'isha. Good. So the Isra of Sirius doesn't apply to Isha. We'll see that. I want to see how that's brought down in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Mercy says, but according to Rechem and Bruka, that you have Puravu, what's going to be with Puravu? The Mercy says, Puravu will answer with his Kena or with an Akara. The Pasha is about understanding the Gemara, a very acceptable understanding of the Gemara, is that Isha, there's no din Sirius. Finished. But theoretically there should be another problem with Puravu. Like Tosis asked at the beginning of the Sugya, what happened to Puravu, the first Tosis? So the Mor says, says woman doesn't have Puravu. And the Karbiach Baruch who has Puravu, someone a woman Puravu is not applicable to. So that's the Pasha here reads the Gemara. And that goes back to the first Tosis. Tosis says, like, why do we have to come on to Issa Sirus? Typically because there's a problem with Puravu. Right? So why does the more say that this problem over here is serious, the more could have said Puravu. And don't tell me he already has Makayim Puravu, because it's still a mitzvah of the Arav al Tanach Yedecha. So that's...
There is
an Isser, there's responsibility. There's an Isser to be Masaris, because you're preventing yourself to the Arav al Tanach Yedecha.
Is that a lower level of the mitzvah?
Tosis seems to understand all that because he's asking a kash on the Gemara. What does the Gemara have to bring me a pasuk? They said, "Deraisa, I have a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah." That's strange, right? If it meant simply a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, it'd be a pretty strange question, right? So obviously, Tosis understanding it means it's like it's all. In other words, you still have a kiyum of Puravu, and you have a kiyum to make, to keep going. You fulfill Puravu, you've done it. But it's not sure you don't get another kiyum when you do it afterwards. And that and the pasuk of Arbal Tachin Yedecha means keep going, keep doing Puravu if possible.
Why doesn't the first Tosis just answer that women aren't
Mechuyavos? Well, Tosis didn't answer that because with the Mor assumed we're talking about a man at the beginning.
We're still dealing with a man,
right? So Tosha says that we'd rather ask him serious, because there's one number in the holes. Once you do peruvu and you're kind peruvu, you don't have to do any more. So we're asking from, it's a pelagic Tosha's, right? You know, we have a lav. So why should we worry about the lav? We have an asay. I mean, we always run to a lav over an asay, and a lav is more chomer. So the answer is this lav doesn't get malchus. So what's the difference if it's a lav or an asay? Right? That's Yisim Tosha's. There are possible chalukim, but Tosha's says practically it's a lav shem amaisa. It's not called direct enough that you get malchus.
So why wouldn't somebody then just, once their wife reaches menopause, then find a new wife?
It's a good question. The question is discussed. Let's say a person the question is asked not exactly like that. Okay.
Well,
he's remarried.
The question is, somebody's married, they find out they can't have children.
No. Let's say a person, his wife died, he's remarrying. He has a choice in marrying a woman who can have children or can't have children. What's he mechuyav to do? So that the person talk about. Or is he allowed to do that or not? And the person talk about the din of the Gemara, it's not a problem because you can have another wife. But what about nowadays? We might touch on that, time permitting. Okay, so that's the beginning. The Maskel of the Gemara, it seems to be women do not have this din of Sirus. The Gemara says, and they don't approve who? And Karbi Achim and Baruch, we're talking about women, approve who doesn't apply. But that's like a separate question, like approve who is like a separate question. That the Gemara is asking. Take a look at, let's see here, now the Rambam, there we go. Now the Rambam brings it down. Okay. The Rambam brings down this final point over here. Let's just read the Rambam. It's in Halacha Yud, and we'll see Yud Aleph in your base. It's an isser of damaging the bari zera of a human being or an animal. Person cannot do it to himself, can't do it to somebody else. So there's a chiyuv malchus on an act of being masaris. So a person takes his animal, and he's masaris his animal, he's over a lav d'oraisa.
Even
in chutz laaretz. Case it. Now what does he mean masaris achar masaris? So he says a case where a person already was resha bo echa b'karis es hagid, b'achar b'karis es habeitzim, or not gone b'achar b'karis chutei beitzim, sh'b'achar echa b'umoich es hagid, b'achar b'niskoi, b'achar b'kirs, kulam loikim. Masaris achar masaris, I don't care. Even against malchus. Abish l'siris achran, el masuris, he only did it to somebody already who's damaged, he still gets malchus, bein b'adam bein b'hema bein b'chai b'ayf. Kama. Nudin. Now masaris is in a keva, bein b'adam bein b'sharminim is potter. Okay, the Magen Mishnah in Yud Aleph understands the phrase potter to mean Pirshavim Chiyuvu Hudaleka of Isura Ika. There still is an Isser to Masaris and the Keva. Even though there's no Malchus, there's still an Isser. We'll see. Okay, Yud Beis. Hamashka Ikrin, person gives a drink of Ikrin, La Adam, or the Sharminim, or to an animal, Kela Sarsoi, Rezel Ois Osir. It's also doesn't get malchus since he didn't do direct action to the Eivori. He said before in Halacha Yud that the Iker Isser is hafsid Eivori Zera. He has to do some action in the Eivori Zera, and he's not doing that. He's just giving him the drink. So it's also, but ain't loikin alav.
Couldn't he just have said potter like in the last
Very good question. I'm not going to answer to it. Just keep it in mind. Vishim uteras lishtas ikarin ke lasarsa ashaloi teled. To the point of lasarsa ashaloi teled. That also has to do with what ashaloi teled means. Okay. That's the Rambam. That's how the Rambam puts it down. So the Rambam seems to tell us that ish is uteras lishtas. Doesn't make any conditions. So the question is, you told me, Allah Yud Aleph, Masaris is in the Keva, is Baal Mashar Minim is Potter. You tell me Yud Beis, it's Mutter. So, how do you understand those two halachas? What's the difference between the two halachas?
Direct mutilation.
So you have to have Masarsis in the Keva. So, there's a few approaches. So, the Taz of Long says, well, how exactly were there Masarsis in the Keva and Halacha Yud Aleph? They did a surgery. So, this is surgery which you're not supposed to be doing, so it's in Israel, it's doing a surgery. If there was no valid day, so comes the fascias, so we're doing a surgery, you're cutting a brain, cut a person. So, it's also not under with Isser Sirus. Because Sirus is mutter by a woman. The Isser is, you can't cut a person. So, the Rambam couldn't tell you it's mutter, right? Because he's over the Isser of being chayvul b'chaveira. He could tell you that it's not over this or Mazaris. Whereas if he gives it to drink, where there's no act of, you know, act of aggression, right, at the other person, there's the drink, so then Rama says it's mutter. That's how the Taz understands it. Most do not want to go with a differentiating like that. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch follows the lashon of the Rambam. Right. So the end of Halacha Yud Aleph, he basically brings the Rambam, and then he says that the Masarsis in the Keva, Bein Bodom, Bein Bishar, Minim is Potter Velaser. Halacha Yud Beis, Mashka Kesha Lekarim, La Adam, or Lashar Balechaim, because the Masarsis is a Aser. The next page, Vein Loikin Alav. Ishim Muteris Lishtas. So it was the same lashon as the Rambam. So I told you the Taz that was underlined over in the bottom. The Beis Shmuel does not go like that. The Beis Shmuel says Ishim Muteris. Mashma filo b'loy tzar klal mutter. Even without any tzar at all, it's mutter. It said Mashma kosa b'sifah kodem asaris es in the cave of potter avalaser. Hainu siris b'maisa. The Rambam. And the smag is a quote from the smag also. After the kevah shach sirus b'maisa. So the difference is b'maisa and indirect. So our Gemara suggested that originally that that's a difference. The Gemara said that's not true. It's also even not a yedei maisa, but by a woman there's a difference. Now what's the logic? Why? So what's the logic? Why? So you got to the Miri. The Miri grappled with what exactly is the issue of drinking kosi koren. Is that an Issa Deraisa or not? Because the Issa Deraisa is based on the pasuk of acts which are acting of cutting, or cutting, crushing, etc. So where do you see the pasuk Kasi Karim is Osir? So the Miri brought Asad. Page 3, I don't know what page it is. Sirus ain ela mi d'risayfrim. Val bishet d'rishu min mikra. What's the learner of varsachim l'sasu? Kari bei loiseosu. Klar ma'filu me'mele. Asmach t'ba'al mahu. Asmach t'ba'al. Yashem, maybe it's not a psik ratio. So that's a major nafkin in the two statements of the Miri. As he understands that this is going to be first teretz is d'rabanan. Second teretz is teraisa, but since it wasn't mekam for that, it's any davar shenis kam and it's mutter. It's not a secretion. That's two major naftim approaches. So if you look over the first approach of the Miri, that's only rabbanon. So you say a man where the maisa is chayiv malchus. So when it's done in meila, they made an issa rabbanon. A woman which even the maisa is not chayiv malchus. It's not the exact case of the pasuk. It's not. They've already zera of what you're doing it to, of the pasuk, which the pasuk is all male. They've already zera. That's the case of the pasuk. There's also an issur by a woman. So they didn't make an issur rabbanon of ayinay b'meila. That would be the chiluk. That would be a nice chiluk between the two of them. If you're the raisa, you have to be mazur for that. The goin. I didn't underline the goin. Find the goin. Read the Gaon. There's a certain age issue over here, my friends. So in Ois Chaf Ches, it's the first Birch Zohar on the second page of the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the left side over there. If you can read it, Ois Chaf Ches. Vein Loiken, the Lesno Bechlal Uma Uch. It doesn't get mal, because it's not the Pasuk of Uch. El Bechlal Moshcha Som Behem Mum Bom. The Hachi Lo Nafke Isha, El Mi Moshcha Som. Kimbal Shaykh Ba Uma Uch. Begir of Beitzin Vein Loiken. For now. It's not in the Pasuk of. So there's a pasuk earlier that says Moshcha Som Mum Bom. This goes into the general Moshcha Som Mum Bom that you're creating a mum. So that's the Isser. So that's said. That Isser, such an Isser deraisa, but it's not the Isser of the case that we've been. He's making another level of a drasher, which probably, he seems to be bringing from Tosefta, Perek Aleph Yevamos. So he has an Isser deraisa. And that Isser deraisa doesn't apply to the woman. Okay. According to the Isser deraisa of Masaras is in the cave, but the Isser deraisa of Kaisi Karim doesn't apply. The third option is to be mechalek between in the case where there's tsar and the case where there's no tsar. In other words, the Masaras is in the cave means tam it's oser. Hamasha Kursi Korim, the language of the Rambam was Kadesh Lo Teilid. Kadesh Lo Sarsa Acha Lo Teilid. What you're trying to say? I mean, you're telling me it's Mutter. So you're telling me the Isha Mutteris Lishta is a Korim Kadesh Lo Sarsa Acha Lo Teilid. What is it? He wants to be Sarsa to the point she shouldn't be able to be Merlit. Means, because she has a need for that. That's one approach is to say the Chiluk, but see that's the Chiluk. That's how the Bach understands the chiluk between the two. So it's not mutter stamas. It's only mutter tzarich for refuah, or the case of their yavamis where she had this tremendous pain from tzar later. She was apparently she was always having twins and she couldn't deal with the tzar later of having twins. So that's the heter. That's how the Bach understands. A lot of nafkim in it. It's important. There's important shuvas to some servant. You have to see. So he says over here, he points out the goes to whether it's an Isser deraisa or Isser derabanan or not. He says from the Rambam, the Rebbe Poskim, Shesa Kaisi Korim, Eno Isser Maisi Vidayim, Malek Isser deraisa, Bezacher, like the Lashon Tosefta. Came in the cave, and it's only the Rabbanon, and that from in the cave, the Matzah Cheskil feel below your current, even without below itself later. He holds its mutter totally. Okay. He's got a cash. Next paragraph. Amiyu la sarvim p'tik reishim mutter b'suri the Rabbanon, magan of Ram, so sarachi in my time a lesser lezacher lishtas kersi koron le your current. The more says the Matzah, a man cannot drink kersi koron for your current. So Shem is Gavin, he's doing it for refuah. Right, he's doing it for refuah purposes, and still, the Mor says you can't do it. The Mor says only mutter by nisha. It's not Rashanim Miskabim. We'll answer because it's a psik reisha. Taisa says, right? Gavald Lavel, but psik reisha only is a drabbanon. So psik reisha by drabbanon is that also? That's machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos. Whether psik reisha by drabbanon is also. She says, according to the Pshita, which are matter psik reisha by drabbanon. So what? And you tell me that the Yisrael is only drabbanon. So why is it osir? Menira li the hanu time of the pirsh Rashi b'Shabbos kufi adam bei is karbei loy se osu. So the grama osir min atar the kibul rabbanon the kriin and hoch. That's Rashi holds the raisa because of his kash. Because it would be loy to be the rabbanon. It's not mistaba. They would ask it in the case of your karna. And the more it comes out, it's also the case of your karna. So you tell me memela is only the rabbanon can't be because it will not be. It should not be. Be also by case of your current otherwise. Okay, now, that's all dealing with the Gemara. Comes along with some server at the end, the bottom paragraph, and he says a fascinating thing. Isha shalo yolda dayan, lakima shevis, lotishta kursi karm. Because there's different sheet is how to approach the sugya, whether it's mutter or not. So the woman hasn't done, the woman of Sheva, the mitzvah Sheva seems to apply to the woman also. She has a mitzvah Sheva to populate the world. You're making Sheva by doing something. Unless she has a problem with Yarka, either your raw coin or Tzaleda.
So it's not straight.
Not straight. It's a different thing, yeah. I'm a Karakima Shevis called who? Sharia Filabul Sarah Club. Now, comes he says, Akhara Hanu Bipnuya. You know, my Filabinasua, Kidavesu the Rabkiya, be a mayim Shayahul Abal Lisa Isha Alishtoi, or the Garsha Bakarka. Came him who Misoya Vebani, lots of other kids, the rest of the Kaim, Larbal Tanach Yadecha, Yahul Lisa Harris, or the Garsha Zu. So, with the Vesu the Rabkiya, Nithasa Alzeha Safich, she took a chance. I want to become Arthur Nathan. You're stopping me, so I'll get another wife. Right? Or help me with Gashra, you sell Harris. I will hashta, hacha, the Ike Yachemer Renegershim, Maragola, can ain't law reshus leash to his belief rots and bala. The bottom is shum, the Arbal Tanach Yedecha, the Hutter, Loy, Hermenegershim, so he can't take another wife. He can't be Gashra Bakarcha, then he can't call his canis, he's Gashra Bakarcha. Right? And Renegershim said, no, they can't do that. Now, so what happens? So once they're married and the husband is, if the husband doesn't give rishus, so I'm sorry for you, have a problem over here. But on the other hand, the shibud is not mechayev for her to go through tzar gadol. So some sort of adds a whole new layer of what's more, doesn't make any mention of this because Monica Moore wasn't an issue. Because the woman can do her own thing and the man can do his own thing. But nowadays, it's not an option. So you have to look at the woman's responsibilities in the context of the man's responsibilities. It's a wild hosofa that
she has to help him with Kiruv Rivia?
Because that's Farish Adin. If a woman says, I don't want to have kids, the man, he has a right to divorce her. But now, is that called Bar Karcha? You know, that gets involved in what's, you know, Kriya, I'm not getting involved in the Kriya Get right now, it's too touchy of a subject. So that's one issue with some sort of it raises. I just want to touch very briefly on the other issue. Is serious lizman? So this is not talking about serious. What about serious lizman? Is there an issue of serious lizman? So the serious lizman can theoretically have two ways. There's serious lizman which automatically converts back, and there's serious lizman which is reversible, but you have to do something to reverse it. There was a case where a person would have some type of a surgery. One of the cases which is dealt with in the first game is a case of a woman who had certain illnesses and they wanted to do to make guarantee she shouldn't become pregnant. The only way which you can guarantee she won't become pregnant is by cutting the fallopian tubes, tying them off. You can do a surgery and tie them back together again eventually. And it works many of the times. So is she allowed to do that? That was the shayla which was brought to Dayan White. That was the shayla he was asked. Is she allowed to do that? So that's one level of serious lizman. There's a serious lizman which is they take a medication and it creates a serious for a period of time and then it automatically converts back afterwards. Ramosh's mechalik and halacha between the serious lizman. He had a tshuva which he sent to Ephraim Greenblatt, where Ephraim said, "Assume serious asman is osir," and he said that mehechatesi. But it's only serious asman is only mutter if it's automatic; it'll convert back by itself. But serious asman, this is the guy by men. So Rav Moshe has a shaila. If he has a situation where there was a damage in the vas deferens of the man, and the way they do the surgery is by cutting the vas deferens, which is an act of serous, and cutting out the part which is a problem, and sewing it back together again. So he says, "Are we allowed to do the first part of the surgery?" I mean, it's a serous, but He said that's only mutter because since we're looking at the whole situation, and don't tell me he's a masseur anyway, he can't have kids because masseur is a masseur is a daser. She says, so the age we look at the whole surgery as one meiser. Right? But it's an economy, it would be two stages, it would be also, even though you could put it back together again. That's pretty much also the problem. Dan Weiss holds Sirius's man is Osir, and he brings a wild raya, and let's see if I can find it. It's not in the packet, I didn't put it in the packet.
Sirius again on what? What are we talking about here? Man, woman?
Man.
Only man.
Because we're women, we need to talk about that still, but. So he brings a Ramah, raya from a Ramah. The beginning of over here in Simon Hay, he's talking about a case of putting a tabas on the behemoth to prevent shaloyala zocher. Is that considered sirus? Says this is Ramah talking. So the Dark Yemusha talking, because the Mora says he said the kabbalah shel tarnagol ilos mistaros edikach. And the Mora says, you'll have to take the Elim, Yotzu Levuvis, which you had before, which means they were tied in such a way that they couldn't have relations. So as long as you don't do a Maisa Rebor Zera, it's Mutter. And that was Sirius Asman. Right? They tied down the tail so they couldn't do a Maisa Biyah. It's not even Sirius. What? Maybe it's a job. It's not even Sirius. So the Ramah, the reason why it's mutter, because you didn't do a ma'aseh mevor is zera. So Dain Weiss says, you know, you bring the case of Yosef Levuvis was the more that was something which was not done for it was done for a period of time. It was a serious zman, which is very easily. I mean, couldn't have a Ramah's case. You know, you tie it down, you untie it. And the Ramah has to bring a right to the Weiss. So the Ramah holds the serious zman betzim should be aser. The answer is it wasn't done mevor is zera, therefore it's mutter.
So it sounds like some of the physical things that they can use for contraception.
The question with diaphragm is you have to figure out the sugya of moich. Okay, that's
based on this sugya, it sounds like those things are less problematic, they're not affecting her physically in any way, not the saris.
Right. So just recap because I don't want to keep you guys late. Just so the issue serious whether hepiadaim or mamela applies to men, the issue serious hepiadaim applies to women, and issue unless a serious to mamela. Either is mutter gummer by a woman, or you know, IUD medication, or it is mutter b'makom where there's a tsar, etc. That's what we have from the sugyas. Those are the two mahalchim, etc. But you have to have the chassam sofer. But says there's a shibud haba, which now plays into the sugya. The more is it does not deal with that because it didn't exist. It's not a gemara such an issue. But we add into our sugya nowadays. You have to add in the sugya the dinim of the ba. So you'll take the packet some, please. You look at Ramesh's Tshuvas and you see that he grapples with the husband was Makayim Peruvu and not Makayim Peruvu is a very significant issue when it comes to matter contraception because you have a Shiva to the husband. So it's a fascinating sugya. Let me tell the sugya is Gemara, it's not to hate. The woman can do whatever she wants. The Vesa Durabakiya basically told him, tough luck, I'm not having any more kids. And, you know, she can do whatever she wants. You know, she has, you know, there's no heter that you needed. Basically, more, you know, okay, tsar, you need tsar, you know. But you look, once you throw in the man's peruvu, which the chiyiv, he's mechiyiv, he can't skip an oina, because he's mechiyiv and peruvu, all the dinim of peruvu what the man has, and he says, in 1 second, it's a whole ball game, like the some sort of, well, nowadays, all the places can accept of some sort of aura. In other words, that, you know, that we're dealing with the shibud of the husband. And you have to factor that in. So, a lot of people come and ask us, oh, the gemara, I said, yeah, I know the gemara. But you have to know there's another level of issue which exists, and then within the what are the chiyuvim of the woman to deal with, in besides the shibudim of the husband. So, like that's what the Rebbe says, she's not mishubedus to tsar gadol. He's going to cancel our val tanuch yadecha. What about peruvu? You know, what exactly are the chiyuvim by case of peruvu? That's whatever any shal you deal with in that, and there's a range of. So you look at the back of the packet. There's a few different tshuvas from Moshe. Talks about Moich, talks about different things. And there's also, on the last page, there's a quote from Chazon Ish, which is much more Meitel than Moshe. Which is like, you know, that's interesting, right? Go figure, right? Okay. You know, Moshe is pretty machmer on it, and the Chazon Ish was Meitel. You know, Mashiach is coming.